Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So our producer, Rebecca, here in just a second is going to tell you that it actually sucks worse to lose weight than it is to have the weight on.
So many people are going to come through the radio and just smack you upside your now svelte face.
I can't wait to hear the take, but I do want to ask this question before you get into it.
Yeah.
Because of political correctness now, and I have held off on saying anything, but it's clear that you have lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
But in a politically correct world, is that supposed to be acknowledged at all, or is there a way to acknowledge it without it being offensive? Like, it used to be like, hey, you look great. But then looking great is associated with being skinny, and I know that's a bad thing. So what are you supposed to say?
And what are you trying to say? I looked bad when I was fat. Now I look great because I'm skinny?
Exactly what I'm trying to stay away from. So what is the politically correct thing to compliment somebody, or if when you see a change, or do you just shut up about it?
That's interesting, because it is one of the reasons that I have listed as my downsides to losing weight, because okay, people really don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
They don't know how to approach you. So, I've gotten random reactions.
Well, I also think there's an extra level here, and I know we don't talk about it a lot anymore, because mm-hmm. the weight loss, I'm assuming, came from the treatments of cancer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Even though you started this journey beforehand, mm-hmm. this seems like a very extreme way to go to lose weight.
I mean,
do not recommend. 10 out of 10, do not recommend.
Was it worth it? No, I don't know how many times I have heard someone say, I hate to say this, but you look great. And I'm like, you could just say I look great. Like, it's fine. It's okay. Like, I think no matter what anyone really says, like, losing weight, like, you do feel sort of like a sense of pride about it. You do feel probably pretty good about it. Honestly, I love fat me. Like, I loved who I was when I was fat. I thought I was beautiful. And so when someone, like, talks about, like, when someone says something that makes me feel like they're insulting fat me, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone just...
Which sounds like what?
Something like... You look, I've had people say you look better, which I don't like that.
No.
I don't like when someone says you look better.
Mm-hmm.
If someone just tells me that I look great, I can assume that they're probably saying I look better. But just saying you look great, I appreciate that. I think that's nice.
All right. So what sucks about losing weight?
Oh, losing weight sucks. I hate being skinny. Bella Hadid, she won't stop calling me. I'm like, Bella, I'm not going to Milan. It's okay. Your career is not in danger. Yeah. I came on like a few months ago to talk about how like the downsides of losing weight. But I think back then it was more obvious to me that I was losing weight because I could tell with my clothes and just looking in the mirror. But I think today... And you can correct me if I'm wrong and tell me I look fat, but I think today it yeah. seems sort of more obvious to other people that uh-huh. I've lost kind of a significant amount of weight. And you guys know, obviously, it's based on my history. I had surgery on my tongue. A portion of it was resected and removed. So one thing to know about me is that I'm really lazy. So if you make something like eating just the least bit harder, I'm not going to do it.
And Phil, you do not have to share if you do not want to, but just for people listening to get an idea, like, do you have an amount that you have lost since you started this journey?
Yes. So just with my history, with everything, with my tongue, with my dry mouth, and like just the sheer power of portion control, I have lost almost 70 pounds.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
I think it was, I forgot to weigh myself today because I wanted an accurate reading, but it was like 68 last time I checked. I'm like, Abby will be dead.
So
my goal weight.
Can you still taste?
I can.
Okay.
So I had like I think it was like a quarter of my tongue removed. I have the whole rest of my tongue. I have my whole mouth. I can taste everything.
Okay.
Actually, things taste a lot like spicier, like things are hotter. I have to be very careful with what I eat now. But yeah, I can eat whatever I want. It's just since I eat slower. I have to drink water a lot with my meals. All things that you're supposed to do and are very healthy to do. But yeah, that just, it just... Huh. makes me eat better, and I'm eating a lot better.
Do you know my ex-wife has never gotten her taste back from coronavirus?
Oh, my God.
Really?
She's never gotten it back. Very, very, very little. And she has jokingly said to me, because she's lost some weight, too. She wasn't trying to or anything, but the motivation for eating is taste, right? Mm-hmm. And without that, there's no motivation, so she's kept the weight off.
What's the point?
Yeah, right? Mm. Anyway, back to you.
So I have five reasons why losing weight sucks. And number one goes deep into what you were talking about, Bert, because I have had this exact conversation with several people recently. It goes exactly like this. Someone sees me. They say, "Are you losing weight?" I say, "I am." Then they say, "On purpose?" And I'm like, no, nothing's wrong with me anymore. Like, cross my fingers. Like, keep praying for me if you're the praying type. But no, like, I'm good. Like,
it's, that's awkward.
It's so awkward. And they're not doing anything wrong. Like, it's fine. I think it's just kind of like a follow-up question that just, like, pings in their mind. But just a PSA for people. Like, if you have any inkling that someone's, like, weight loss could be because of some sort of issue, just don't bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They know they're giving Bella Hadid. It's fine. And other random reactions. Number two, my weight loss has on a number of occasions genuinely frightens people that I know.
Frightened?
Frightened. I have had screams of terror as I have seen people that I haven't seen in a long time. Like my friends and family, I would get up from the Thanksgiving dinner table and my sister would just go, ah!
I can see your bones.
It's like they're just not used to it. Yeah, it's like uncanny valley, I guess, or something.
I mean, 70 pounds is significant. So if they haven't seen you since then, sure.
They're not used to flat, Rebecca.
It's startling, yeah.
It's very startling, jarring. But some people are very excited. Number three, my mother, who you have all, I think, met at this point. She, like, defies the boundaries of thinness. She was like the Thomas Edison of being skinny. She invented that. Mm-hmm. She is very excited that I am losing weight and eating healthier. Yeah. So she keeps buying me clothes because she's very happy about it. The only problem with that is that I hate them. I absolutely hate them. I think me and my mom, obviously, we do not share the same sense of fashion. I think I have an obvious kind of sense of style. It's like I serve if a Muppet didn't play about Hot Topic. That's my sense of style.
Okay.
We don't share that. So I have been totally sustaining all of the Goodwills in the Metro Atlanta area just with my donations.
Are there more options now for you to choose from when it comes to fashion and clothes?
That is one of, honestly, my favorite things is getting to, I think a lot of people who are overweight and who have gained a lot of weight keep clothes in their closet. They're like, one day, maybe one day. And now I don't fit in those because I'm too skinny. Mm. And I'm like, it kind of does feel good. Like, it feels good to be able to go to most stores now because I'm still overweight. But I can go into a store and I can fit into most of the things that I want to fit in. And that's awesome.
Whose scale says that you're overweight?
I mean, I would still consider myself overweight. Like, I haven't done my BMI. I still have, like, a pooch.
Don't even look at BMI. Yeah. not yet.
Okay, yeah. I have heard BMI is, like, really outdated and stuff. Yeah. I'm, like, a schmedium. Okay. That's how I feel. I feel like a schmedium. So, number four, and this is a retread. It's a super quick one. I talked about how cold I suddenly got. But I had no idea. I had no idea. I haven't been this weight during winter since, like, 98. And I don't understand how you people do this. It shouldn't be allowed. It doesn't have to be this way.
Layer, 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 man.
It's crazy. Yeah, it sucks.
There are so many people going, God, I want to know that feeling of sucked right there.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Girl Scout cookie season. Do you have a Girl Scout in the house that wants $250 for her Girl Scout cookies? She should call right now. 1-855-BIRCHOW. It is time for the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge.
Five,
I know it's polarizing, but those Samoas, man. They get me every year. I love them so much.
What's polarizing about Samoas?
Either you love them or you hate them.
No, nobody hates a Samoa. I feel like the polarizing cookie are the Thin Mints.
Oh,
absolutely not. Shut your dirty mouth.
Pushing beauty standards for cookies everywhere.
Thin Mints in 2025?
I always get several boxes and I leave them in my freezer. A frozen Thin Mint is the best kind of Thin Mint.
What's that really just bland one? It's just like
the shortbread?
Yeah. The best one. Trefoil? No. Those are my faves.
Those are good.
I'm right there with you.
That's the polarizing opinion, is trefoil is good or bad. And survey says, amazing.
Delicious.
Basic.
All right, we're going to get three Girl Scouts on the line to compete for $250 worth of Girl Scout cookies. Kristen, explain how we do this.
All right. For many, many years, the Burt Show has done the Girl Scout Cookie Challenge. We have three Girl Scouts on the line, and they do their cookie pitch. So it's like you're showing up at somebody's door, knock, knock, knock. We open the Burt Show door, and you have to pitch why we should spend $250 with you for your Girl Scout cookies. Share, you know, share a little something about yourself, about your troop, what you're going to use the money for, etc. The best pitch wins. And this year, the Burt Show judge for our Girl Scout Cookie Challenge is Messy Mikey.
Yes.
Have you ever bought Girl Scout cookies, Mikey?
I've never bought them. I've had them.
Okay, so here's the...
You sound thrilled.
Here's the beautiful thing, and here is the awful thing about this segment, is that there are two young girls on the line that you, at some point, are going to have to tell, I am so sorry, we are not going to buy your cookies. One, you are going to say, heck yeah, I'm buying that, based on your opinion and their pitch.
Okay.
And remember, these are young girls, so be sensitive.
So this is all about their pitch?
Yes.
It's all about their pitch, all man. Right.
Three girls.
Mm-hmm.
One winner. All right.
Are you ready?
Sell me some cookies.
Okay. All right, let's start with Tenley. Hi, Tenley. Good morning. You are on the Burt Show.
Hi.
Hi, Tenley. Thank you for listening to this thing we call the radio. It was here before YouTube and TikTok and everything. Thank you very much for calling. You are how old?
8 years old.
8 years old. And what Girl Scout troop are you representing?
2-2-3-3-3.
Okay, 2-2-3-3-3. And do you know what city that's in?
Smyrna.
Okay. So, Tenley, you are going to make a pitch now. It can be as long or as short as you want to our producer, Messy Mikey, and tell him why he should buy $250 worth of Girl Scout cookies for you and your troop.
Well, it helps me and my troop do fun activities. It helps our community, and they taste really good. And with the money we get, we can vote on helping our community, like animals and people in need.
Oh, wow. That's where all that money is going.
Tenley, do you have a favorite flavor Girl Scout cookie?
Adventurefuls.
Adventurefuls. Tell us a little bit about Adventurefuls, please.
They're like brownies with caramel.
Yeah, that's it. Both of them. That's all it needs. That's all it needs to be, man.
On the edge of my seat. And your precious Tenley. Thanks,
all right. Sir. 8-year-old Tenley did a great job. Let's get Liana on now. Is it Liana or Leanna?
Liana.
All right. You are 12 years old, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are representing which troop and which city?
The troop that I am representing right now is 19424.
And what city is that?
Woodstock.
Woodstock is in the house. Okay. Liana, go ahead and make your pitch to Messy Mikey here. It could be as long or as short as you want. Why should he buy $250 worth of Girl Scout cookies from you?
Well, when we sell our Girl Scout cookies, a lot of the money goes to donations to helping people in need. So, like, one of the things that we're doing is our bronze award, which is we choose a community project problem, and then we help fix it. So we use the money to buy things for it. So, like, we went to the farmer's market, and we raised awareness about bees to help them. And We go to animal shelters. We set up workshops for people, and we help with our food drives.
Okay.
Wow,
that's
doing
a lot, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You guys are doing great work in the community of Woodstock. Fantastic.
Do you have a favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I think my favorite Girl Scout cookie would probably be either a Samoa or an Adventureful.
Okay.
Ooh, the Adventureful.
I know.
All right. Very popular. Okay, Liana, you did a great job. We got one more to go through, and then Messy Mikey will make his decision. Ciara, good morning. You were on the Burt Show.
Is it Clara or Clara?
Claire.
Oh,
Clara.
I'm sorry.
Clara.
My bad. Clara, how old are you?
7.
7 years old, and you are representing which troop in which city?
23048 Gainesville.
And Gainesville. Okay. Very popular in Gainesville, okay? Keep that in mind. Okay.
No swaying the judge, Herbert.
All right, Sierra, go
Clara.
Ahead. I'm sorry, Clara. No, make your pitch to Messy Mikey here. Could be as long or as short as you want. Why should he buy those $250 worth of Girl Scout cookies from you?
This is hard. We're donating we're donating food to the people who live across the street.
Okay.
And
are they struggling right now, and that's why you want to give them a lending hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
They
keep it right to the point in games.
Yes.
Okay, they get
uh-huh.
right to the point. Look, you decipher what she's saying.
Uh-huh.
It's clear to me.
Yeah, very clear.
Okay.
Hey, sweetheart, do you have a favorite Girl Scout cookie?
S'mores.
Okay,
s'mores.
I understand that. I understand it. All right, Clara, hold on 1 second for me, okay?
All right.
Right to the point, Gainesville.
Yep.
I like that.
Okay.
There is somebody across the street who needs some food.
Period, queen.
That's it. They could be in your own neighborhood.
All right, so here we go now. Messy mm-hmm. Mikey, you have to make a decision. We will pick up the line of the winner last, okay?
Okay.
You had Tenley at 8 years old. She was our first caller. What was the identifying thing for her? Except being adorable?
She's helping people.
She's helping animals.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got Liana, who is 12 years old.
Also helping people.
she's helping bees.
Yes.
And bees.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you got Clara.
Helping the person across the street.
That's right.
They
okay.
need food.
So we are calling the ones, or we are talking to the ones that you are not choosing first.
Okay.
Who should I take?
Don't tell us who. You just tell us who we need to pick up.
All right. Just go ahead and pick up Tenley.
Okay. Tenley, I want to introduce you to Messy Mikey. Go ahead, Messy Mikey.
Hey, Tenley. How are you?
Hi.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this. You seem as cool as can be. You seem like kind of a rebel. I'm a fan. I apologize. I'm not going to be able to buy cookies from you today.
It's okay.
Aww.
I feel horrible.
Hey, Tenley, because Messy Mikey's just a mean person, I'm going to give you $100, so you hold on, okay?
Hey.
Aw. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, we turned her around. This is how it usually goes with women.
Money talks.
I'm going to let that slide.
All right, Messy, who would you like to pick up next that is not getting your $250?
All right, give me Liana. Hey, Leanne, are you there?
Yeah.
You want to rethink this, Mikey?
Listen, no, I have a reason. Leanna, you are so well-spoken. You made a lot of sense to me, and that makes me think you going door-to-door, you're going to make all the money that you need. So I will not be buying cookies from you.
So
today.
She's being punished because she was too good.
Yeah, Oof. You're too good. You're a quality candidate. You can go get that money. I know you can.
Wow, that's a good life lesson.
Wow. So early.
Let me hook you up with $100. I agree with Messy. You are fantastic, and you're going to have no problem reaching your goal. We want to help you with that. You got $100, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. All right. And
every woman heard that, and she's like, I feel that pain.
Overqualified.
I'm not going to say that this was an upset, but go ahead.
All right. Hey, Clara.
Hi.
I got to say, you remind me a lot of myself.
I knew it.
You just really don't know exactly what to say. You need a little help behind the phone. And for that reason, I'm giving you I'm giving you $250 for your Girl Scout cookies. Send me a bunch of Thin Mints, will you?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
She's as surprised as anybody. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it. And good luck with your Girl Scout cookies this year.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So I just got an alert that made me so excited for a split second, even though I was only there one time. MJQ is reopening in Underground Atlanta. Now, MJQ used to be like this underground dance club, and it was just kind of legendary in Atlanta. And it went away, and at that point, you know, I was too old to be clubbing. So I only went there one time and had the time of my life. But it's come back to Underground Atlanta, and I'm starting to hear Underground Atlanta a lot more now. They have tried to, this place back in the 70s, from what I understand, was huge in Atlanta. So many clubs. It was the place to go. I'm not exactly sure the reason why it shut down, but it did. And they tried to keep reopening this place, and it just never takes off. Maybe it's the part of town. Women have told me they didn't feel safe going down there. But from whatever reason, Underground Atlanta, Rebecca says, it's starting to make a comeback.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been going there for like the past like couple of years. It's like they do a lot of queer events. There's a lot of drag queen
stuff.
The iconic
stuff. Janet Jackson.
There's a really big
Las Vegas
like a gay sort of club down there. And we but they have like music. Oh, my God. So many people want to go to like Bad Bunny Night at like Underground Atlanta. It's fun. I like getting there.
Once you're there.
Once I'm there, once I'm like in the confines of Underground Atlanta, I'm having a great time.
Again, to
95819
right now.
Leaving there. That's kind of scary.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little stressful.
Well, I'm glad it's coming back because I know people have been giving it a try so many different times.
Yeah.
And it's a really, have you been yet?
I've never been to MJQ. I mean, I've never even heard of it. This is like my breaking Atlanta news.
Have you gone to Underground?
No.
Oh, you really should try it.
Wait, is that the comedy club that we went to that one time?
Yes.
Okay, I have been there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's making a comeback.
It's fun once you get there.
All right. So tonight is our night, our improv night at Dad's Garage. I asked Abby right off the bat this morning, how are you feeling about improv tonight?
Really great. So excited to fall flat on my face at improv tonight.
So glad I decided to do dry January so I get to do this completely stone cold sober.
So we've got this night tonight at Dad's Garage. They've said, look, come on in. We'll give you like half an hour of training, and then we are throwing you on stage. The bar is set very low. We have sold it out. All that money is going to Burt's Big Adventure, but it's still nerve-wracking for us. I mean, we want to do well.
Yes. I don't even want to do well. I just want to do okay.
I just don't want a clip of me to go viral on the internet.
Right? Yeah, that would be nice. So because we have our Dad's Garage event tonight, we did a little improv training yesterday because we haven't done any improv training together. And that was what we were supposed to do. It was just supposed to be an improv class, a little bonding outing for the Burt Show. And then all of a sudden it turned into a full-blown show benefiting Burt's Big Adventure, sold out. Now we're on stage performing in front of our biggest P1s. Whatever. So we're doing it tonight. And so yesterday we played a game called Questions. Oof. We didn't do so hot.
Nope.
So now I have a different game for us. And this one is called Speak One Word at a Time. So we're going to go around the room. Everybody says one word, and we're putting together a complaint letter. Okay.
Okay.
So here's an example. And this is from Shoot from the Hip. They can only speak one word at a time, and they're doing a breakup letter to Tinky Winky. And if you know Tinky Winky,
the Teletubby?
Yes. Somebody in the audience yelled out Tinky Winky, and so that's what they ran with.
Dear Tinky Winky, I'm breaking up with you. I am living in a state of denial. I have been sleeping with Dipsy. Lala and Ho.
And those are all different people because their voices sounded the same.
It's two people just going back and forth, right? So we have the four of us. All right, Katie, like them, shoot from the hip. What is going to be our complaint letter? Who are we writing a complaint letter to?
It should be to the Burt Show for that lousy improv show I just saw.
Complaint letter to Beyonce.
No.
A what?
A complaint letter to Beyonce?
Whoa.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start it because it gets that started with dear.
Complaint letter to Beyonce. Right, okay.
So we're going
to
go around the room.
Okay.
Me, Mo, Abby, Bert.
One word each.
One word each. A complaint letter to Beyonce.
Got it.
Are we ready, team?
Not even in the least bit.
All right. Dear
Beyonce,
I'm
upset
with
you
and
your
husband,
Jay-Z,
because
I
have
never
seen
anything
this
appalling
when
I
attended
your
concert
and
when
we
saw
you
and
Jay-Z
twerking
on
my
friend's
son.
How dare they?
Okay, there's some life there.
There is some life there.
There's some life.
We're okay. Hopeless. All right. You want to do another complaint letter?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Or do you want to do the rhyming one? Because there's another improv game.
Let's try the rhyming one. We've already crushed that one.
All right. Let's leave that. So there is a rhyming game that you can also do. And so with the rhyming game, one person says a sentence and then another person has to say a sentence and it has to rhyme, right? So your last word has to rhyme. So Mo will start, then Abby, and then you don't have to rhyme with Abby because it's like bars. So theirs has to rhyme and ours has to rhyme. Okay.
Okay.
So, but here we go. We're just going to go around. You're going to say a sentence. We're going to keep it going and we're just going to try to keep it rhyming.
My word rhymes with what you say.
No, you're going to say, no, you say whatever you want to say and I have to rhyme with you. Okay.
Okay.
What's our scenario, Katie? You're part of the improv group now. And it can't be about Beyonce.
Okay. It's not. This is a scenario. It's a picnic in the park.
Oh. Picnic in the park.
All right.
All right. Picnic in the park.
There I was in the park.
When I saw a lark.
It startled me at first.
But then all of a sudden I had a great burst.
The energy took me to a different place.
And I never saw such a beautiful face.
Startled, but not forgiven. I have no idea what that means.
Okay, Robert Frost.
I have no idea what that means.
Damn, I'm finally living. Come on, Crystal, you got this.
I'm finally living.
You nailed it.
There you go. Who knew that life could look so bright?
When you give someone a little fright.
Life is more amazing than before.
Until my jacket, it did tore.
Until my jacket, it did.
University of Kentucky is sending you a cease and desist for that sentence.
I actually graduated from the College of Communications.
So I think more than anything else, for those of you, the 200, 250 people that are going to be there tonight, the bar should be set very, very low.
No,
this is what you're going to get
today.
Not
low. You need to dig into the earth and then set the bar because that's where it needs to be.
It's underground Atlanta.
Right. Because it did tour.
All right, the plan tonight for those of you, because we told you it was going to sell out fast because Dad's Garage is not a huge place. It did sell out quickly. The game plan is to record it tonight. And for those of you that didn't get to see it, we will put it up online for a small charge, which will probably get smaller by the time that we get in here based on the performance tonight. All right, so stick around for that, and we'll let you know all about it tomorrow morning.
Dry January be damned.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Kristen's just trying to help Abby find a decent man.
And I thought, what better way than to have a solid reference? So that's why I'm asking all the sisters out there who have a brother that they love, that they adore, but most importantly, they would recommend as a date. All right. So all my sisters out there, I need you to hit me up. I need you to shoot me an email, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, at thebirchshow.com. If you can be a reference, if you recommend your brother as a potential suitor for our very own Abby.
Or even for really any other woman, because maybe you listen to the show and you're like, I don't really want her to be my sister-in-law. Think of the exposure he'll get. So you could find an even cooler sister-in-law. So even if you don't want him to date me, at least think of it as free advertisement.
No, Abby, this is not about finding these men, any woman. This is about finding the woman. You! I was trying to trick hotter men to apply for the role, okay?
All right, so where do they hit you up?
Kristen at thebirchshow.com. Shoot me an email. And if you're going to send an email, you better send a pic.
So is it true that Netflix may know you better than you know yourself? Our producer Amber thinks that she has a way to find out.
So I decided to get on that lovely ChatGPT, and I came across something that that might be helpful to figure out what your personalities are based by your Netflix cues. So you guys sent me in your shows. So what I want to do is
so first of all, we didn't even really know what a cue was. We didn't.
So I didn't send the shows I've watched. Uh-huh. I sent the cue, which is like what Netflix recommended.
Oh.
So for you, cue is like these
what
are the shows
watching.
What you're watching or what you are going to be watching.
I mean, I think it's the cue is what you're going to be watching, technically.
Like your bookmark.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your bookmark.
The OG Netflix cue, back when it was DVD only, you would add the movies to your cue and reorder them based on what you wanted first. So when somebody else returned the DVD, you would get the next one in your list. So it's like adding it to your list. Like, yes, I want to watch this, add it to my cue, add it to the list.
That would be called like a wish list.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So none of us had that. So we sent you the recommendations or the shows that Netflix has recommended for us.
That can still work because Netflix is recommending things that it thinks that you would like based on the shows and the movies that you're watching.
Yep. Well,
so it can still work.
Yeah. I was upset with my picks.
How were you?
Me and Netflix got to have a talk.
Well, let's see if we got anything right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off the shows that you guys sent me in, and I want you guys to guess whose recommendations these are.
Okay.
And then I'm going to let you know what these content choices could be and also what your binge watching habits could be.
Okay.
All right. So the first one I got, we got Jerry Springer, Fights, Camera, Action, Selling the City, and Don't Die, and Gilmore Girls. Who do you think did that one?
Okay. Again, those four?
We got Jerry Springer, Fights, Camera, Action.
That's the documentary on Jerry Springer.
Selling the City, Don't Die, and the Gilmore Girls.
I mean, out the gate with Springer and Selling the City, which is like a realtor, New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I was immediately thinking Bert, but that Gilmore Girls at the end is really throwing
that
me off.
Threw you off?
Yeah, you're 100% right, and it threw me too. I have no idea how Gilmore Girls got in there. Maybe it's for that show that we were talking about for so long, Nobody Wants This.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you liked Nobody Wants This, maybe you'll like Gilmore Girls. Yeah.
Don't you love coming-of-age movies?
Yes.
So Gilmore Girls is very coming-of-age with Lori's journey.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so maybe it did know me pretty well. And what was the other one? Don't Die?
Yeah, Don't Die.
Oh, I think I watched that.
It says was it's
that
a documentary or something.
Yeah, it's a documentary. That's the dude that's trying to live like 120 years old or never die. And he's got this for 12 hours a day. All he does is work on biohacking himself.
Then wait, what's the movie with Demi Moore when she's trying not to age? I thought that was Don't Die.
Oh, no, that's The Substance.
Oh, oops. Same thing, it feels like. All right. So according to the shows that you chose, dealing with the Jerry Springer, Selling the City, and Don't Die, these are considered nostalgic shows or classic movies, is what it's saying. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not. There it is. Horror and thrillers. And then we have the documentary, and drama. That's what that is. So that is going to be meaning that you might be empathetic, curious, and enjoy learning new things.
Okay, I'll
Does
take
that, sound?
That. All right. All right. If we do all of us right now, it's going to take way too long. So let's do one at a time throughout the show.
Okay.
So hang out. The next one we will try to guess whose it is. That one wasn't bad, actually.
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
It was pretty dang close. Okay, so we'll continue to do it later on.
All right, sounds like a plan.
Okay.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Two leads from an iconic rom-com might be swinging back around for a sequel
decades later. This is very exciting for fans of the movie of When Harry Met Sally, because Billy Crystal posted his very first photo on Instagram ever to let people know that something is coming. So this is the year of the 36th anniversary of When Harry Met Sally. And so Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal both posted a photo of the two of them sitting on a couch together. And if you've seen When Harry Met Sally, mm-hmm. you know that there are scenes that are kind of interjected with like these interviews where mm-hmm. couples will talk about how they met and their little meet cute story. And so this couch is very reminiscent of those scenes. So they're wearing clothing that feels a lot like it's from the movie. And Meg said, and I quote, "It's finally happening. We're reuniting for something iconic. Can't wait to show you all soon."
Oh, I love this.
So of course, the first thing that people think is, oh my God, what if we finally get a sequel or some kind of spinoff or just a nod to the film in any way?
When Harry divorced Sally?
Wait, that would be really funny, actually. When Harry left Sally. Although really that is kind of the entire movie of When Harry Met Sally, and then they just happen to end up together. Spoiler alert. But now a lot of people are thinking, because we are coming upon Super Bowl season, people are kind of mad that like, oh, we thought it was going to be a sequel or a spinoff, and now it looks like maybe it could just be some kind of Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, if it's just a Super Bowl commercial, this is too much.
No.
Yeah, so a lot of people are kind of like, they feel really disappointed because they got their hopes up and then they thought, oh, wait, it's almost February. And that probably means that it's just Super Bowl season.
That makes sense.
A little bit of a bummer, but a show that is coming back that people are excited about is one of the most successful reality shows from A&E. I'm talking about Duck Dynasty. Duck Dynasty is making its return. It's going to be called Duck Dynasty The Revival. And it's supposed to debut again on A&E sometime this summer. If you never watched Duck Dynasty, it was all about this family in like backwoods Louisiana who got super rich for making those duck collars. Yeah. And they're just like this very like salt of the earth, down home, American family, real Southern.
It was a really entertaining show. And then Grandpa just started going way too far to the right.
Yeah,
and people were turned off on it. I don't even think he's part of this one because he's super sick.
Yeah, I think it's going to follow his battle with, I believe, Alzheimer's as well. But I think it's going to focus more on the kids, which I think is a little bit less polarizing for audiences.
I love that you're like backwoods Louisiana. It's West Monroe. I went to school in Monroe. That's where I grew up.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you also left.
That is true. And you know what? Can confirm there authentically are people like Duck Dynasty in West Monroe, Monroe.
Look, they're all over, man.
What's really funny is I'm calling it backwoods Louisiana, but my first job post-grad, I was deciding between moving home to Jacksonville and being a news anchor in Shreveport, Louisiana. So I could have been right there with y'all in West Monroe.
Dude, Shreveport's like 2.5 hours away, and it is the Hollywood of the South before Atlanta was, okay?
Wow, okay. It was a very mini Hollywood.
Yes, very mini, and I think it dried up pretty fast.
But like two movies?
There's a casino there. Okay, it's hopping.
Where's Britney Spears' childhood home?
Kentwood. That's down near New Orleans.
Oh, okay. All right, reports are saying that Chris Brown is suing Warner Brothers for $500 million for defamation. I'm going to tell you what they did that he wants to take them to court over on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.